This is episode number 806 on part two of building an influencer business with Brendan Burchard.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Thomas Paine said, "The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly." Welcome to this episode. It's part two of the much anticipated second part of this interview series with Brendan Burchard, who's one of the world's leading high performance coaches, a three-time New York Times bestselling author, hit the number one New York Times bestseller list as well, one of the top influencers online, and a coach to many top performers in the world. He's got a new event coming out called Influencer, which is going to be teaching and breaking down how to monetize your influencer business even more. All the strategies, all the tactics. You can go to influencermagazine.com/Lewis to get information about tickets to Brendan's upcoming event, Influencer, in San Diego, California. And in this interview, part two, we talk about game-changing ways to build automated business, why you must honor the struggle in order to scale, the importance of finding reverence for life and the unexpected ways it can show up, the power of self-doubt and what it signals for you, and so much more. Get ready, buckle in. This is going to be an incredible ride. Make sure to share this with your friends. I saw a ton of you who were listening to part one, sharing it on social media. So please share this far and wide. Be a hero to someone today by sending them a text message for this link, lewishowes.com/806, or you can copy the link of what you're listening to right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you are, and just send that link out to your friends.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, I'm excited about this one, but we also are making a big announcement. Our first announcement for our speaker at Summit of Greatness is live right now. Prices are going up this Friday, June 7th, 2019. Make sure to go to summitofgreatness.com as well. Check out who our first announcement is for our speaker this year. It's a big one. Summitofgreatness.com. Get your tickets. Get ready to come connect live in person from people around the world in Columbus, Ohio this September. Get ready, guys. Go to summitofgreatness.com right now. Get your tickets. I can't wait to see you at the Summit of Greatness. Okay, guys, without further ado, let me bring back part two with Brendan Burchard.
Because there's a lot of influencers that have expertise and they built this following and they're like, well, I'm still broke. I don't know how to make money.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell something to my audience. I just want to like add value and be of service. I just want to create cool content. I don't want to figure out this business stuff. It's too overwhelming for me. What should be people thinking about as influencers right now and over the next couple of years as a business model? Maybe you can give a couple examples and then also talk about a little bit of your model.
Yeah, I'd say first, if you're starting in this space and you're coming from that heart
centered, service-driven place, which is where you and I both came from too, everyone starts, if their heart's in the right place, they're like, I just want to give away free. I don't want to charge people. Yeah. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to do business. It's like, no, you're doing a disservice if you don't build a business. And here's the thing. Often people don't pay attention unless they pay. Mm. You want to create a real transformation in people's lives. They have to invest something. They have to give something there. But I also say, listen, especially to the new folks, sometimes I'm like, I go, hey, listen, kid, I love you. But since you're so smart and you know everything, you don't need to make money, can you show me one major influencer, thought leader, person you admire today? One. Show me one who hasn't focused on building their brand and business. Show me one. Oprah didn't care about making money. She's changed a lot of people's lives. One of the richest ladies in the world. Mm. I've been at a ranch up in Maui. Actually, you can't even call it a ranch. It's the top of Maui. It's like all of it. It's like I've been at her other homes. It's like she, trust me, she cares about business. And she's built a team to care about business because she knew she could reach more people. Find me one influencer, like a major one, like an OG.
Like, what if they're like, well, this activist that's been like a nonprofit that's like changing.
That was in that movie that made $15 million for them, they banked away. You know, so it's like, you're just not, I mean, Tom Shoe, you had him here, right? He's still, like, he knew if he doesn't sell this shoe, we don't give shoes. Yeah. So you cannot find a major influencer. No one has an, like, that's what I tell people. Always notice what's working. Why is it every major influencer focused on their business? Yeah. Why? Because they cared enough about their people that they wanted to be there for them.
And most of these people weren't good at business in the beginning.
Right.
They were talented. No idea. They were an artist. They were an actor. They were, you know, a messenger of something. Yeah. But they weren't necessarily talented in the business. This is not something that comes easy to people.
Right.
You're going to have to learn it.
That's it.
You're going to have to apply it. This is why you create so many trainings on this. You're going to need to find great people on your team to support you. Because maybe you don't want to build the model yourself, and you got to hire someone.
That's right.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
But either way, you're going to have to do it eventually.
You're going to have to do it
eventually. If you want to sustain this as a lifestyle and as a career and something that can give you freedom financially.
Yeah. I've been blessed now, you know, to kind of be in the business as a mentor for people. For 16 years, the biggest names have come to me, especially this last decade. Wow. And none of them ever said, I wish I hadn't worked on building my business earlier.
Yeah.
They always say, you know what? I should have focused on the business earlier. It would have given me more freedom. It would have given me more team. It would have given me more capabilities to build and scale and do those art projects that I wanted to do that didn't make any financial sense. Yeah. It's like, if you want, I always tell people, if you want like the freedom to do your art, have the financial resources that you have the freedom to do your art.
Yeah.
You know? So in our industry, there's so many different models. Most people are focused on the sponsorship and the brand model. And that shouldn't account for 10%.
Typical influencers who have a following,
yeah.
They're making money off sponsorships.
Yeah. 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 And if that's more than 10% of your revenue, what you haven't accepted yet as a business person is what you have is a busy job that other people pay you for. And if they don't pay you anymore, you're fired. You don't have
Or if your following goes down.
You don't have a freedom. You don't have, there's a difference between having a business and earning money for individual contributions. Mm-hmm. Right? Just acknowledge what you have. Oh, when I do this, I earn money. That means you basically have a job for other people who are in control.
Yeah.
A business runs.
Or waiting for them to like say, here you go.
Yeah, a business runs while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, for 10 years of my life, I've had evergreen campaigns. So on average, if I stop working right now, we make the same amount of money for 3 years.
Yeah.
If I stop working right now, for 3 years, same amount of revenue. That's crazy. Why? Because I built a business and it was like, I need to build some kind of automated processes that if I'm sleeping, I'm still earning. The business is earned. That's what a business is. It's like a business is automated process that earn even if you aren't doing everything in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have a very lucrative hobby. You have lucrative individual efforts, but you're selling yourself short.
Or you're a hired talent.
Yeah. You're a hired talent. That's a great way to put it.
You're a hired talent.
You're a hired talent.
And by the way, you make a lot of money doing that.
Yes, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But again, let's have some aspirational figures. Tell me one aspirational. I mean, what was, you know, Kylie Jenner sitting there going, oh, I'll just be a hired gun all the time. No, she's like, I'm going to build my own line.
An empire.
Why would I do that? Because that's called smart. And so
people buy from me.
Yes.
They're buying from me by, you know, a sponsorship post. They might as well buy my own product.
You got to build a business. And so in our industry, there's so many different ways to do that because there's so many different things to sell.
Mm-hmm. What are the different main ways that you would recommend?
I always tell influencers, make sure you get something digital running in the background, selling all the time. You have to have digital sales and subscriptions these days.
So that could be course.
Yeah, so let's talk that. My number one thing, go-to for most people, is make sure you have a subscription program.
Yep.
That means people give you they give you money every single month for access to your content library or to new content. So for example, you and me, we both go live every month, and we charge people to attend that live.
That's it.
And for the library of the other recordings of previous months.
That's it.
And that model, it's always running.
It's game changing.
And so that gives you a budget each month.
Yeah.
Now, the only issue with that is you have to show up each month to keep doing stuff, right? So that's just one model.
You still got to put energy into it, yeah.
Still got to put energy, but that's something that's buildable and scalable. It gives you things like monthly recurring revenue, MRR, which people really care about when evaluating your business.
Yep.
It allows you to have metrics with your team to go, how many new people do we have in? How many do we lose? Let's do better at both of those things to earn more. So I love that. Digital sales, you've got anything from online courses to charging people to access to libraries, to webinars, to
coaching, online coaching, right?
Online coaching, live or virtual. You have the ability to do seminars, workshops, events, retreats, mm-hmm. books, PDFs. I mean, still to this day.
Audio
programs. I don't know if you ever saw our big campaign. We put 100 episodes in one of my podcasts.
Yes.
On a thumb drive.
That was the greatest campaign.
Thank you.
So good. You were running that for like 6 months
because it was just
crushing.
Smashing. We sold a thumb drive for $7 with all our audios on
brilliant.
It, our best picked audios. People went crazy for that. We've sold swag and things like that, but we sell a lot of book packages. We sell a planner. So you've got products and swag, you've got live events and experiences, and then you have digital sales content. And it's about figuring out, which ones do you love to create and which ones work for your model and your message? It doesn't work for everybody. Like we were talking about Tony earlier, mm-hmm. Tony Robbins, he doesn't have much of a membership program because his method, his passion is being on stage.
Yeah.
And so you also have to understand everyone's got a different passion or a different way of letting their method shine. Like for a lot of my friends,
yes.
They're like, wait, you do online courses? I go, yeah. You do 5-week online courses? I go, yeah. They go, and each module is 2 hours long. Like my courses are these huge, comprehensive, major
trainings.
Curriculum.
Yeah.
I don't do short courses. Other people, they love a short course. Other people are like, I'm never going to stand in front of anything and teach anything. That's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have conversations with compelling people. I'm like, well, then do that. So this is where the most important thing is. Your message, your method, and how you monetize will have to line up.
And knowing who you are.
That's where it starts from.
When you know who you are.
Know who you are.
Because for me, I don't want to be on stage every 2 weeks like Tony.
Yeah.
I do one big event a year and I speak on your stage or a few other speaking gigs and they pay me my fee and it's
I'm good.
Cool, I'll do that maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's like, I want to sit down and have the intimate conversation.
Yeah, because you're great at that. So this is your method. And if you're on the road all the time, you can't have people here.
And my model used to be a lot of online courses. Because that's what I learned in 2008, 2009. That's what was working for me at the time.
Yeah.
Then I just said, when I met with you 2 years ago, you gave me this great feedback of you need to have recurring. You need to have a subscription.
Yeah.
You can keep doing the launches and the courses if you want, but you've got to have subscription. Then I just said, I'm kind of tired of doing courses.
Yeah.
For me, knowing who I am and what I've already created, it's just a lot of energy for me.
Yeah, they're hard. People don't appreciate how hard it is.
Hard. So I just said, you know what? We're getting rid of the courses. We're going all in on subscription.
Yeah.
And it's been 2 years. It's been amazing.
Change
and we did that half-day session with you that really game changer.
Same thing with Rachel had the same thing.
Yeah.
She was kind of anti-selling something. I said, let me give you all the business reasons to have a subscription. Watch what happens with your business. Watch how you can anticipate revenue. Watch how you can grow and give your team something to grow that you don't have to do everything on.
Yeah.
And it just, it almost takes me 3 or 4 conversations with people and then they get it. You were like, I got it. And I think you were like 30 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were so pumped. I was like, oh my, Lewis is doing it.
And here's the thing, it wasn't perfect.
Right.
I think a lot of people, and it's evolved. What we started it out as, it's now evolved into something else. And I think a lot of influencers get hung up on everything trying to be perfect when you can just get it out there and start building
it
and then make it better as you grow.
My first online courses suck compared to my 28th.
Oh, yeah.
But also when you figure out that model, you gotta work that thing.
Push it.
Like a ton of people they'll take my course and they'll learn, this is how you do courses, and they'll kick out one, they'll promote it one time. And they're like, it didn't work. It's like, you have to stay on the model.
Yeah.
You have to work the model. The number one issue I found with influencers often is they never step into the role of CEO.
They don't want to.
They don't own the fact that they are responsible for the business.
So how?
Because that feels like, well, that's not art, man.
Yeah.
But it's like, so it's like, but if a business owner never goes, I own this business, I own my dream, I am ultimately responsible for this thing growing. Once you accept, I'm responsible for growing this thing, even if you don't push every button, even if you hire the CEO or the CMO or whatever, once you go, this, I'm responsible for this message, I'm responsible for this business, everything changes. The same thing happened with Oprah. I got to brought out to train them when they were in a very significant transition. And her company and I did this course together called Your Next Bold Move. And she was going for her next bold move because she'd finished the show, left the talk show, launched OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Didn't go so good so far. And it was about a year or two, and she talks about this, so it's not speaking out of school here. She spoke about, like, for a year or two, she was just kind of frustrated and angry and like a little bitter, like, well, why isn't this thing taking off? And I've worked so hard, why should I be doing it? And then she goes, it's on me. I got to own this. And she stepped right back in, boom, turned that thing around in 2 years. Because she stepped back in. And that's what owners do often, is they kind of step out and they're like, they just, well, it should be easier now. No, it's never going to be easier now if you care about this thing called scale.
Yeah.
Because scale is going to require difference.
That's it.
And so once you get used to, like, oh, I'm going to do different things to scale, then you stop bemoaning the struggle and the hardship. And this is what I always tell people, you have to honor the struggle involved in building a business. Because if you complain about it, you moan about it, you bemoan it all the time.
It's a job. It's just something you don't love.
Yes. Anything you apply hate to quickly dies.
Ooh.
So if you say, I hate doing email marketing.
It's dead.
You're toast, right? I hate doing podcasts. You're toast. Anything you apply hate to dies. And so you have to go, okay, am I honoring the struggle here, allowing the hot mess, but staying in it and owning it? The most important thing influencers must do, I tell them all the time, especially new and really young kids, because we, you know, I've got a client right now, she's 17.
Mm-hmm.
She made $40 million last year.
Making money.
So her parents hire me because I've been in the industry for a long time to kind of do some mentoring. And I kept saying, like, listen, you got to take command.
The 17-year-old.
Telling her, you got to take command. Telling somebody they have to own something, like, because listen, we all have the same aspirations. Same. We all have four aspirations our whole life. Our being goals, like who we want to be as a person and our desire to be congruent with that. Our relating goals, how we want to treat other people and show up with other people. Our creation goals, the things that we want to create, the things that we want to contribute. Like, I want to do something, right? I want to do something with my life. That's a creation goal. I want to, you know, do a podcast. That's a creation goal. I want to leave a bunch of money to someone. That's creating a significant, you know, meaningful thing. And then our growth goals, how we want to grow along the way. So we have the same aspirations. So what makes a difference? If everyone has the same types of goals, I want to be a good person who's congruent and proud of myself. I want to relate with other people so there's deep, real, meaningful connections, love, and care. I want to create things that I feel like draw out my passions and make a difference. I want to grow into the best person I can. If we all have that same thing, what's the difference makers? Usually two things. Number one, did you take command?
Mm.
Are you the captain of your ship or did you just get blown around by everybody else?
Were you responsible?
Yeah, did you take responsibility of that? Did you really take command of your life? Did you take? Doesn't mean you have to do everything yourself. It just means that you own it. And then the other thing is community, the people that you're around,
yeah,
right? Who help support you. Like, we became friends because I was like, I can learn a lot from Lewis, mm-hmm. You know? And you were always so humble with me, like, hey, how do you do this, Brendan? And we were just both givers. And it's like, you know, that's it. I mean, I don't think we have any competition between us other than I think you're way more athletic and beautiful. but it's like, and a better interviewer than me, times 1,000. But it's like, you know, it's like, we deeply care about the community we have.
Yeah.
But you're here because you were on your sister's couch, and one day that wasn't allowed anymore.
Yeah.
And you took command.
That's it.
And everybody has that in their life. So I tell influencers, you have to command. This is a 17-year-old girl. I'm saying, you must command the direction of what you're doing here. You're listening to everybody else. Mm. And she's one of these girls who's got all these reps and all these agents and people around her all the time. And I was like, okay, let's sit down. What does it look like to take command of this thing? If it was yours, where's it going? What's happening? And no one talks to her like that. They're all telling her what to do and how she's going to screw it up and how dumb she is because she's 17. And I'm the guy honoring her and going, well, she's created some kind of magic. There's magic here. Let's really empower that. Let's really open that up. Let's let her control and shape and shift that thing. And that's hard for adults to do. It's hard for parents to do with YouTubers. You know, out of the top 100 YouTubers, you know, 15 have been real significant clients. And Experts Academy graduates, and they're kind of like, how often that they made 100 videos and made no money? And if they didn't say, I'm going to do this, and keep commanding that of themselves, commanding of their will, commanding of their attention, how many of those huge shows would have never had those millions of subscribers? And every one of them I talk to, they always say the same thing. It's like, yeah, I, at some point, I took it over. I took back control. It's like I tell people in Motivation Manifesto, you got to reclaim your agenda. You got to reclaim your life's agenda. You got to take command back of that thing again, because life sucks it away. Distractions. So
that's true.
Yeah, and the most important thing you can take command of is your business model.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do here? Don't wait for other people to tell you how to make the money or the agents to say, we'll go get you the deals. You have to be so, you know this, you have agents. You have to be so actively involved. Otherwise, you get
like, wait around forever.
You get peelings.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yeah, that's powerful. I mean, so get clear on the model. There's lots of different models. You talk about this in your courses as well, and you'd be covering this at Influencer at the event. But there's also mayhem that comes with being an influencer.
You like this framework with all the alliteration? Yes. You got message market, mayhem model.
Yeah. So there's mayhem that comes with being an influencer.
Yeah.
What does that mean? So you're telling me that I can't just be an artist and put out my content and I'm going to start making money and everything's going to be happy-go-lucky and work forever?
Yeah. Some of your family's going to hate your success.
Gosh.
And your following.
Yeah.
You know,
some of your, a lot of haters.
Some of your friends are going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Who are you? I don't get this. Why are you posing? You know, some of your girlfriends and your boyfriends are going to be like, you know, too much time away, or why can't you be more present? Your mind is always on your dreams. You know, people... There will be relationship mayhem when you commit to your dreams. And that's what the universe set up to test if you wanted it or not. Because it's not just the mayhem of like, oh, wow, I got money now or I'm nervous. Because that's always going to be there. Like, I'm nervous right now. I'm talking to Lewis House, right? I'm on a show. There's a wonderful woman over here filming. There's cameras going. I'm like, I'm a little weirded out. I don't do a lot of interviews. I'm great on camera in my studio doing my thing.
Alone.
Yes, here it's new to me. I'm sweating. I'm all nervous. There's always going to be mayhem. There's the internal mayhem of the self-doubt, the fear, the frustration, the lack of motivation and discipline that just upsets us that we all have. But the real mayhem that really messes up people in the influencer space is the relationship mayhem. Your brother don't get you, your spouse doesn't support you, you have a partner who steals, you have somebody who takes advantage of you because all of a sudden, now everyone wants something from you. And when everyone wants something from you, there's gonna be some relationship mayhem, there's gonna be some distrust, there's gonna be a lot of problems. And I tell influencers, like, anticipate that. Know that you are gonna be challenged. Know that you walk off stage and there's 10 ladies in the audience, right? I walk off stage, there's 4. But you know, no, it's
they want something from you, yeah.
Everyone wants something from you, whether it's a business deal or a money or a handshake or a selfie or something. And I joke about it in some ways because it is funny for a guy from Montana who's awkward, as weird as I am, to get the invitations and the offers, but also like the schemers and the scammers.
Yeah, a lot. It's hard to tell what's true, what's not true, what's like the right opportunity. You also, as an influencer, get an abundance of opportunities.
Yeah.
So the mayhem of hurting people by saying no over and over and over again.
Yes.
That's challenging in itself because you want to say yes. You want to help, you want to be a part of projects, but then if it takes you away from your message, your method and your model, then you're hurting yourself as an influencer.
Yeah, and I tell people it's like the way through, because there's two kinds, right? The internal kind and the external kind, right? The internal self-doubt, struggles, difficulties, the external, the relationships, the business, the turmoil, the chaos of the world. And the way through both of those, the internal kind, is through your own mindset and habits. You've got to do everything you can to dial in your mindset and your habits, from how you think of yourself to how you take care of your body to what you focus on each day to how you reward yourself. Mm-hmm. And the more you dial that stuff in, the less, like, to me, at any given moment, with the size of the brands and the businesses and the teams and the relationships, something's going wrong. You know, something is just not right. So I've got to find the ability to be peaceful and present, the ability to deal with the stress, and the challenges, you know, the nervousness, the anxiousness, the anxieties, I've made a life of trying to master that internal world.
And so the mayhem is really, when the mayhem comes, you've got to be mastering your mental health, which is the next thing you talk about, which is everything you've been saying, is like making sure you take care of your health, your habits, your relationships, your reclaiming your agenda.
Yeah.
Because when we don't reclaim our agenda, we lose our mental health, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
when
and so my life is so out of control, I'm like, who let it get out of control? Yeah. Like, let's take some ownership. If mindset and habits can really help with the internal mayhem, with the external mayhem, you need mentors. Mm. It's like mindset and mentors can solve a lot of problems.
That's so true.
Right? Mindset and mentors can solve a lot of problems. And the external stuff happens. It's like one of the reasons, you know, we were just with Rachel and Dave in Puerto Rico. And, you know, the reason I met them is, she kind of reached out on Instagram and said, she promoted my book, High Performance Habits, I didn't even know her. She was just talking about it. And I heard all these people saying, there's this lady talking about your book. But then she had the proactive nature to reach out and say, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. Could we get together? And they come up to Portland. And everything they were asking was kind of like, what are we going to run into that we don't know that's happening?
And because she seeked out you and a few other key mentors and you guys guided her and Dave on here's what's going to happen. Here's what people are going to be asking you for. Here's what you're going to need to look out for. And here's the business model you should be adding in.
Yeah.
You've helped her make multiple 7 figures in, you know, 6 short months of just adding in a few things where if she didn't know those things, if she didn't seek out the mentorship from you, she would have been struggling more.
Yeah, and others too. And like you said, she sought out a lot of people, which was really great. And for the record, like, because we were mentioning her and a lot of people a lot because we were just with them
just
at my house,
week,
right? Yeah. So it's just a different, like, but no one is taking credit for anything she did or I did
or
you
did. She's doing the work.
She took command.
She's implementing.
And she got the mentors.
That's it.
Like, I was one of those. She got lots of them. And, and same with you. Like, you learned.
Everyone on the wall's a
mentor. I look at all these mentors all around the wall. It's like, and that's what you have to do is your mentors, the people you're around, your community again, they're going to help make sure that as you take command and as you deal with the mayhem of life, you're doing it well. Like, I'm not allowed to screw up a lot.
No.
Because my friends are like, yo, you know, I have a great group of friends. They'd be like, dude, what was this video or what was that? Or I heard you did this. Is that true? And they'll there's no way because I've surrounded myself with such quality people.
Yeah.
They hold me to a high standard. That I want to be a good person for that. And my role model mindset won't let me not do that. So I think mayhem, solve it with good mindset, work on yourself.
And give
big shout out to Rachel and Dave who've gone through that huge process. You have done that huge process. And so has Jay, right? All Jay's internal work becomes a reflection of his external successes.
That's it. All of us. And when you're a monk for 4 years, it helps you like keep your mental health in check when the mayhem happens.
Help chill out.
And he's doing 2 hours of meditation every morning. He's focused. He's like doing the work.
Yeah.
He's still doing the work.
Still doing the work.
I think it allows you to deal with everything. What's all the press being on Ellen, Today's Show, and billions of video views. And it's like all the mayhem that comes with impacting people. And which we're talking about next is meaning. When you have your message, you want to be an influencer and reach people, and you want to build a meaningful life and a meaningful business, there's going to be a lot of stresses also.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of the mayhem with the mental health. But what does meaning mean for influencers?
Yeah.
And what should we be thinking about as influencers?
I think the first thing is how often people get it wrong as influencers. They're waiting for the day to come where they can finally have satisfaction and fulfillment from their efforts. Oh, when I get to 1 million followers, when I make $1 million, then I can like myself, feel good about myself, enjoy the day, rest peacefully. I'm like, if you can't teach yourself to rest peacefully now, you're screwed when the mayhem really hits, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened. A lot of people are like, oh, well, Brennan, you know, I'm so stressed out and so upset. I'm like, now? You haven't started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, give it 10 years. So you really have to immediately take control of that, including the meaning of your life. It's like you have to train yourself to draw meaning from each day. Each day, you have to train yourself to draw meaning from it, because otherwise it's just one day after another.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, and I'm, you know, I faced my death twice in significant ways, being in hospital beds, think I'm gonna die, both accidents. And I learned that real reverence for life shows up in the oddest of ways. Real reverence for life is, did you feel this day? Like, did you feel it? Or did you just kind of bumble through, finish it, do the meetings, you know, now you're tired, go to bed? Or did you, make yourself feel it? Like, get present, get aware, take that breath, feel the earth, feel your life, feel the blessing of your spirit. And so many people, that happens when they're on their deathbed at the end. I was lucky. I had that as a young man. I got mortality motivation at 19 to realize you got to have reverence for life. You have to make each day meaningful, do meaningful things, but also draw meaning from it, not later. And some of the most miserable bastards I know are people who literally are waiting for some day to enjoy life. But reverence for life shows up in how you felt the day. Reverence for life shows up in your time management. I tell people all the time, look at all these days you wasted. Don't tell me you appreciate life. A lot of people have a gratitude journal, but you know what shows gratitude? Let me see your calendar. Your gratitude journal, that's a nice reflection. You wanted to talk about real gratitude for life, reverence for life? Show me your calendar.
Did you maximize each day? Is that what you mean?
Yep. Are you actually using your days wisely? Because if time is short, if life is short, then you better be using it wisely. It doesn't mean you need to stack everything in there. It's just like, can I see in your calendar that you're enjoying life? Can I see you're building and growing and taking it seriously? Do you have some time with your family and friends scheduled?
Are you playing? Are you traveling?
Are you playing? Are you enjoying life? Is there some time off in here?
Yeah.
Or is it meeting, business? Like, there are a lot of people, like, especially influencers, they wake up, they create content all day, they check their stats, they go to bed. And if that's your life, that's a very unique kind of secret hell.
Mm-hmm. And that goes by pretty quick.
Goes by pretty quick. And it's what is the frame is in comparison, right?
Yeah.
It's a unique kind of hell is waking up and doing something every day only to check the stats on it versus really connecting with the audience, really connecting with why you're doing it, you know, I'm looking above your head here, and you've got some legends up there, including Tony Robbins, who's, you know, both of our dear friends, and he's helped us, we've helped him in many ways. And listen, he wouldn't be doing this long if he didn't take deep meaning from the actual work.
Every day. Because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of energy, 5 days in a row, 12, 15-hour days on stage, not peeing, not eating.
I know, yeah.
You do the same thing, 15 hours a day, no pee.
We do the two longest events in the entire industry. Crazy, man. And the two longest single-led trainer events. And you don't do that unless you make yourself draw meaning, because otherwise what's going to happen is, and what I tell people all the time is, like, if you are constantly exhausted, you're not in meaning mode yet. And because when you're in real meaning mode, it won't let you run yourself to exhaustion.
Mm, yeah.
It won't let you do it. It will
say,
hey.
It's a sustainable fuel.
Yes, it will say, hey, man, enjoy this moment for a beat.
Yeah.
It's when you're going, that means you're not in meaning mode. And because if you're in real meaning mode, it won't let you exhaust yourself.
That's true. That's true. And you can learn all about this at influencermagazine.com by coming to the event. I'll be there. Brendan
LaBrea. Yes, I'm so pumped for you to be there.
It's going to be great, man. I've got a few more questions for you, but make sure you guys, if this is resonating with you, if this is connecting and landing for you, then make sure to go to influencermagazine.com right now. Get a few tickets for yourself or friends. It's going to be in October in San Diego.
Yes. First one ever for
first one ever. It's going to be a game changer.
For influencers. By influencers.
Yes.
It's not for agencies. It's not for VPs of McDonald's and brands. It's for the actual creators who want to understand the business of it all. So it's not like a VidCon where you hang out with fans and that's all cool. This is for the actual influencers in the space doing the actual work, building the real career and trying to figure out how to build a business and the brand with real tactical instruction versus like conversation.
I love it.
It's like we're trying to elevate the industry, and to elevate the industry, we need to give them more tools and education and a place where they can be together versus hang out.
Mm-hmm.
A place where they can actually learn the model versus being pitched something,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you know, you've gone to these other events and it's just like everyone's pitching and then there's all these brand deals trying to happen and everyone's trying to know how, instead of like, hey guys, this is how you do this well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like why we got everyone together in Puerto Rico. It's like, hey, let's talk about, it's this powerful. Is hard.
It is.
Let's talk about
how it's constantly changing. So what worked 2 years ago may not work right now.
That's right.
So you've got to constantly adapt and change and evolve. And
yeah.
That's why this
is why we're making an annual event. Yeah.
I'm curious, why do influencers or anyone deal with self-doubt? When you've achieved a lot of success, why does self-doubt creep in when you're just starting? Why is self-doubt there? And how do we eliminate self-doubt?
Yeah. Self-doubt is one of the first signals that you deeply want to grow.
Mm.
And most people start with self-doubt being a bad thing. I'm like, oh, it's a signal saying, you know what? I'm not yet enough to be able to do that thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's a great acknowledgement. Like, I hope everybody starts every new endeavor doubting their capabilities, doubting their competency, doubting if they know how to do it. The difference is successful people and unsuccessful people and the way they deal with the doubt. Like self-doubt, for if you're like struggling and you're always unsuccessful, it's because self-doubt is stopping you. Successful people, they have the same doubt, but they're exploring it. They're like, oh, and they're acknowledging it. You know what? That's true. I don't yet have the capabilities to do that. So agenda item, go get capabilities to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let the doubt stop them. It's when doubt delays you or divides you from other people, or destroys your progress, that it's a problem.
Yeah.
But it's a good cue to have come up, you know? Because if it never comes up, you'll never say, I don't know. Or you'll never say, I don't know how to do that. Or you'll never raise your hand for help. So self-doubt is a good mechanism in the human experience. It's when it stops you that it's a problem.
Yeah.
And so the goal is to explore it, and the goal is to realize that it should be a cue for you to learn and ask for help.
Mm.
And what most people
stubborn.
Do, you know what they do? They get self-doubt and they go silent. But in the silence of self-doubt, that's where the suffering is. When you speak it and you share it, say, hey, Lewis, I'm about to do this podcast, man. I've never done something like this.
I have no clue what I'm doing.
When I do this, how do you think through it? Could you coach me and mentor me? That is a proactive way to meet the self-doubt and then overcome it. But if I go silent with it, that's where the suffering and the stopping happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. This one's on love. When do you personally feel the most loved in your life?
Denise. Yeah, my girl. Oh, you met my wife. So she believed in me, no one did. And it's not just because she believed me. She's just an exceptional human. You've met her. She's kind. She's thoughtful. She's smart and beautiful. But she also, she just holds good space for other people.
Yeah, she does.
She inhabits a good space in herself because she's at peace with being a good person. And then she's calm and she holds good energy. And it's been hard being married. <You know? laughs> and what I mean by that is marriage will challenge you so much. And I feel most love, though, in the marriage as much as it's a challenge, even though everyone who knows us, like, we have this, like, you've seen us. We are so sweet on each other.
Yes.
But the reason I say it's hard is because, as you know, in 2011, I had a brain injury. And there was a good 2.5 years I was not good as a husband. And I don't think I was good as a man. And what I mean by that is I was just like, I had anger issues because the brain injury. I hurt, you know, the prefrontal left cortex. I hurt my cerebellum. I hurt my hippocampus. I was having trouble with memory and motion and with controlling my emotions.
Yeah.
And so the calmest guy in a marriage ever all of a sudden was like being angry and like getting upset about the stupidest stuff. And the reason I feel so much depth of love with her now is because we went through that. I really believe love grows in that fertile, sort of, what is that phrase? Love grows in that fertile soil of struggle.
Mm.
And we have struggled so much from having nothing to building our lives. She built an amazing business as owning exercise studios, had 30 employees, a great mentor to women. She went through tons of challenges as a business person, as have I. But then that injury brought us really close together.
Wow.
Even though in the short term it was so painful that we survived it, that's where the love has grown so much. You know?
What does every influencer need to be aware of with the partner they choose? Whether a relation, like a dating relationship or a marriage.
Yeah.
What do they need to have in their partner in order to be able to take their influencer message and share it with the world sustainably?
Yeah.
Without too much stress and chaos from the partner.
You know, that's good.
And
that's
feeling
good
like,
point.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because I'm hurting my partner.
That's right.
I got to dim my light a little bit because I don't want to make them feel insecure. What do you need to look for?
Yeah. I'd say, well, first read the chapter in Motivation Manifesto on love, because love is not something that exists in another person. And love is a universal energy that we can tap into, and we don't need it from another person. So it's removing need is the biggest and the hardest breakthrough in all relationships. Removing the need.
For yourself and for the other person.
Yes, not that it's always going to be there. The second big idea is, listen, their permission or understanding is not required for your progress. People tell me all the time, well, she doesn't understand, right? I'm like, why do you think she has to understand? Why do we think everyone has to understand intimately our hopes, our dreams, our needs? You probably don't understand theirs. It, like, you can seek to understand it, and you should, but it's okay if they don't get it. It's totally okay, because they have their own path. There's a lot of people in our world, you and I, we think like, what are they doing? That's weird. That's not what we would do. But they don't need our permission.
No.
You don't need the permission, the support, the understanding, or the cheerleading of everybody around you to follow your dream. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm in a bad relationship, Brandon, that's why I can't succeed. I'm like, okay, well, one, have some really honest conversations there, please. Yeah. And a lot of them, and consistently. But then also, if you can't change the relationship, then change your expectations of what that relationship is supposed to give you. Because you don't need, to be an influencer and to be a role model, everybody around you doesn't have to be perfect in cheering you on. In fact, you and I have had a lot of doubt and a lot of haters as we've grown. Matter of fact, I think the bigger you grow and the better you get, the more people will question you and not get it because your messaging is scaling. And so anticipate that not everyone's going to get it. But what I would recommend, if you've got a good person and you're trying to grow together, is just be so diligent about sitting them down and always painting the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like painting 20 years out. I mean like, okay, honey, it's Sunday. Let's look at this week. What's your week look like? What's my week look like?
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
That Sunday check-in to think about where you've been and now where you're going to go is so critical to growth. I mean, I can't even emphasize how important that is. Like, because if I know she's got a challenge on Wednesday, I'm going to be a better husband for her on Wednesday. You know, if she knows I got a big interview, she's going to cheer me on in the morning with text. Like, you can't support each other unless you know what each other is facing in the upcoming next 7 days.
That's powerful. Yeah, that's really powerful. What are you most proud of personally in your life, personal life? Well, it could be your business too, but what is the thing, if you could say one thing I'm proud of in my life?
Whew.
You've done a lot of things, but.
That's a great question, brother. I would say just consistency. Like, I know that sounds so weird, but like every great thing of my life came from being consistent and congruent, even when it was hard and difficult. Like, I would love to say, well, what I'm most proud of personally is my love with my wife, my contributions, my books, but all those things had this consistency of effort behind them. I'm proud of myself for not giving up all of those times, you know, because I wanted to. You know, I'm proud that, you know, I've been a good man to my family and my friends for a really, really long time, with very few exceptions that came mostly from my brain injury.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I've been consistent all my life except for that period of time when my brain was not working. And, you know, Dr. Daniel Amen, who treated me, and thank God for him and a couple of other neuroscience guys who got me back on track of just, you know, I wasn't consistently working out or consistently being nice or consistently doing my art or my video. I was really struggling. Making it through that,
yeah.
I'm proud of that, because that was really hard. I stepped off, I think you know the story, but I'd finished an Experts Academy, got off stage, you know, a couple thousand people out there, and you know, they do that thing where you finish and they call you back,
yeah.
You know, and they're like, you go back again, and you, thank you, and you go back, and they do it again. 3 times this happens. Right, 3 callbacks. And I go off stage and I didn't feel anything. Didn't feel jubilation, didn't feel joy, didn't feel satisfaction, didn't feel pride, didn't feel like I'd even made a difference. I just didn't, because my brain was hurt and that part of the emotional processing just wasn't working. I just didn't feel anything. And I literally stood there and I'm like, it's time to hang it up. It's like, if I don't feel this anymore, it's time to hang it up.
Mm.
And I really did. I made that decision that day. I was like, I'm gonna hang up the events. And this was 2013 or 14. And it's like, you know, since then, tens of thousands of people have been to our events. But I was going to hang it up. And luckily, I just, sometimes when you know you're hurt or you know you're in pain, that's a good time to tell yourself, let's not make major decisions yet. Let's get some help. Let's try to heal. Let's try to work our way through. And then we'll make these big decisions. And luckily, I had that, a mentor told me that. He's like, well, you know, you're not feeling yourself yet, maybe don't quit yet.
Yeah.
And thank God. So I just stayed at it, stayed consistent in my healing, stayed consistent trying to be the best guy I could, and it turned around.
It paid off, yeah.
So
consistency, baby.
I know it's a weird thing to be.
I think I've never heard that before.
I know.
It's so true. That's a good thing to be proud of.
Yeah,
because weird, I think the hardest way to make a big impact is through being consistent. You can't make a big impact without being consistent.
Yeah, because I'd love to say it was some accolade.
Yeah.
I would. For me.
Or your marriage, but it's like it wouldn't be successful wouldn't marriage be, without the consistency.
That would have been it. And if she hadn't been consistent.
That's true.
You know, so having the heart of a consistent fighter, warrior, lover, caregiver, brother, friend, worker, artist, that consistent heart, that can really turn into something meaningful.
You talk about sparking joy all the time.
Yeah.
What is the thing that brings you the most joy?
Teaching. Just teaching. Yeah. Like I used to say it was writing because I love to write, but the writing is really, I'm teaching.
Yeah.
I love to share. I love to share what I've learned or I've researched or I've seen with people. Teaching is I feel like I'm a teacher at heart. I'm most happy and engaged. Like even during this interview, when we were teaching something, I felt so much more calm. When you're asking about me, I'm like sweating. You know, it's like, it's just like.
Give me the framework.
No, you're doing so great, you know? No, it's just where I feel so comfortable is just sharing and teaching. I was born to teach.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, but I literally had finished my 17th course. And I had a new videographer help me shoot that, and he'd never seen me shoot a course. And he's like, oh my God, he's like, I've never seen someone, because I'll do 2 hours extemporaneous teaching.
Yeah.
I mean, I've prepared, I know my framework, but it's like, how? And I'm like, that for me, I know that's a gift because I suck at so many other things. I know that that's a gift.
Yeah.
And so I try to step into that. And every time I just feel like so much of joys in life, we sit around hoping we're going to get. But when you are in your gift, the joy is just there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work super hard. It's just there.
It's always there.
Yeah.
If what doesn't happen in your life that will create regret if you don't accomplish or don't live, or don't be. It's the end of life, and if you don't do what, you will regret it. Maybe it's something you haven't done yet, maybe it's something that you're doing that you stopped doing. But what's the thing that you will live with the most regret if you don't do?
If I didn't make myself feel the days. Because, you know, achievements come and go. You're a New York Times bestseller. 3 weeks later, you're still in the grind.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you hit number one podcast. Okay, we've both done these things, but now we're here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like regret really comes from you just didn't feel the days. They didn't have to be special, right? Because I've been with a lot of people. I've been in hospice a long time. I'm doing hospice work after my accident. I wonder if a lot of people went through the same thing I did. And people don't talk about big things at the end with being regret. It's not like, you know, I should have moved to South of France and drank wine. You know, it's like, it's more like, you know what? I wish when we had barbecues in my backyard, I was nicer to my brother. You know, I wish when I was hanging out with my friends, I really saw them smile and I felt it instead of just taking a selfie and walking away. You know, it's like people wish they felt more moments of their life. And I'm aware of that for me too. Because I can remember the rocking and rolling years when it was like, whoa. Like now, a lot of people do what we do. But when we started, we were like, we were in that OG territory of the space that you and I play in. And so I remember when it was just so unique and so crazy and things were going so fast and so many deals that it felt like 2 or 3 years went by like that and I didn't even sense them.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy who's so aware of his mortality because I've faced it so many times. I want to make sure I like feel it. You know, I just want to feel. It's like a manifesto we talk about, learning to hold two extra beats as time unfolds. So if you're going to kiss your lady on your way out the door, like hold that kiss for 2 extra seconds. You know, you give somebody a hug, hold that for 2 extra seconds. You know, at the end of the conversation, saying goodbye, just, you know, give them a good look in the eye, hold it for 2 extra seconds. And just like, you don't have to do a tremendous amount of things to feel life more. Sometimes you just have to hold space just a little bit, just a few extra seconds to feel and appreciate it. You know, when you say thank you, don't be like, thank you. Just like, thank you, and really hold that.
Yeah.
Like, you're creating meaningful moments in those spaces that you hold. And so I know I would be really regretful if I didn't do that enough.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been my own personal challenge since the brain injury because it's easy for me not to do that. So I'm just trying every day to make sure I feel the day.
Mm, I love that. It's something I've been doing for a long time, which is giving long, awkward hugs.
Yeah, you are good at that.
It's like a whole different 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, now I have to be so cautious because of the time of the age we're in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Where it's like, I'm almost like barely giving a hug.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
like a female.
Yes.
Just like, can I give you a hug? Can I, you know, it's like, I've got to be very calm.
Yeah.
So it's like finding the joy in the things that, and not being, you know, I don't know.
But it's still, you know, there's other ways to have it. You know, I use Facebook example. It's just like having that meaningful conversation
Absolutely.
For an extra 2 minutes.
And not be on your phone during it.
Yeah. Right? It's just like, I really feel like the ultimate trying difficulties of our time is that people are not feeling the day anymore.
Yeah.
They are swiping through the day and no real comparison is happening. Emotion of the rise and fall of the videos is happening. But they go to bed at night and they're like, I didn't feel the day. I did a lot. I was distracted a lot. I looked at a lot. I even worked hard. But I'm not feeling this life. And I'm like, you have to make yourself feel this life. You need to learn mindfulness or awareness practices or try meditations or learn how to breathe. But have that intention of like, I really want to feel it. Because after the most successful people in the world who I've been blessed to work with or coach, they just want to feel it more, man. They are so tired of going through the motions. They're so exhausted of doing everything else everyone else wants. And they just want, I mean, I was with this person about 4 weeks ago. Incredibly, you know, cover a magazine person. And I took I was visiting the person's house, and I coached this person, and we went for a walk. And I saw this sign that said something about some park. And I said, oh, let's go over there. And this person had not been in that park. Now, they lived in this neighborhood, really fancy neighborhood, for like 5 years, had never been in the park. I said, well, let's go over the park. And first thing, well, you know, we don't have time. And I said, you know what? Let me eat in my time today and give you this gift. Let me eat my time. So, all right. So all we did is we walked, and I said, why don't we just walk around the park? And I know this sounds very Zen master stuff, but I'm from Montana. We're outdoor people, okay? Let's take a stroll. And literally, last night I get this text, and the person's like, you know what? I've gone to that park every day now. Huh. And the conversation that I know is having this head is just like, I'm taking a moment of peace for the day. To experience the day and to feel the day a little bit. I tell people all the time, get outside a little bit, breathe a little bit without your phone. We're living in such a distracted age. The number one problem we really have is people don't feel the day. They don't feel their relationships. So they're looking for this for feeling, and they're lacking life.
Yeah. Feel it.
You gotta feel it
every day. This is called The Three Truths. You answered it last time, so I'm curious to see what you said. I'll go back and review the last
time. I know what I said last time. I'm going to do something different now.
Okay, so
hit me with it.
So imagine it is your last day.
Okay.
You've accomplished everything. You have no regrets. You felt every day. You sparked joy everywhere. You know, were the influencer of the century. Whatever it is you want to be, you create. And you have an incredible marriage and relationships. It's all there. But you got to take everything with you. All your messages got to come with you, and you can leave behind three truths. Three lessons or experiences you would share with the world. What would you say are yours?
Now I'm questioning what I said last time. My first one would be, I'd want to carry on the message of my dad. That's a big one for me. Mm-hmm. And that message was, you know, my dad basically taught us the same 7 things. And I know this is cheating a little bit because there's multiple things here, but it's
okay.
You know, be yourself. Be honest. Do your best. Treat people with respect. Take care of your family. Be a good citizen. Follow your dreams. You know, it's one of the things I'm most proud about in my career was that the quote, you know, I've created quote cards since literally day one. And my most popular quote of all time was those 7 things my dad did.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like 37 million times.
That's powerful.
That was just so huge. So I'm really proud of that. I want to share the truth that's my life. But the message behind that is somebody mentored you and somebody inspired you and you had a good parent or family or caregiver or somebody. One of the truths is, if they're going to take away everything else, make sure you pass on their message. We live in a time where our elderly are discounted and thrown away in these homes and forgotten. We live in a time where, you know, the wisdom of previous generations is completely lost to us because we're so fascinated by innovation and newness, that I really believe we've got to have kind of resurrection of this feeling of passing on values and the wisdom from our parents or grandparents or somebody. So I'm like, that would be something, a truth I like to give, is like, it's part of your destiny is to carry on something from a previous generation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it used to be just genes and genetics, but now I think it's message and values. And that would be one truth. Another truth is that you are so desperately in need of love, and you're the only one who's going to grant it.
Wow. Yeah.
Everyone is so desperately in need of love, and they think it's going to come from some external thing, but it's going to first come from an allowance and an opening and a permission that will actually allow other people to access that same energy with you that will create what feels like a relationship love. But if you can't access that with inside, then you're in trouble. And then the third thing is, nothing will ever be more fulfilling than service.
That's true.
Nothing. Nothing you achieve, nothing you give, nothing you make happen. You know, I see people all the time, they hold up their awards. I did this, I'm this. And I'm like, no, your audience did that. The people you were serving did that. You know, realize no one's really self-made. It's the people who they were benefiting that propped them up. And I feel like you're going to really tap into a deeper level of service in your life when you recognize who is being impacted by what you're doing. That's, you know, whether we're talking about influencers or any other person who's trying to be a role model, is really just stay in your heart of service. Yeah. It's hard to be in the heart of service today. We're in the selfish kind of mode, the selfie mode, and we aren't in the heart of service the way we used to be. And I feel like if people knew how fulfilling service was, they'd aim for that as much as aiming for the selfie.
Mm. Ooh, that's powerful.
Yeah,
I love those. Those are good, man. You've got an amazing podcast out right now, and influencermagazine.com is the event. If you want to learn more about this and really about high performance, business, mindset, you can follow your podcast. What's it called?
Yeah, you got The Brendan Show, which is my podcast, and then we have HPX, which is the High Performance Experience, which is your episodes are, you know, hopefully be on there someday, but it's a curated show. So we've got lots of the top podcasters. They give us their best, most popular episodes. We put them on there because people always say, Brendan, what do you listen to? I'm like, well, I listen to Lewis. I listen to all these guys. So I've been asking them for the episodes. I put them on there so they can listen to them. And yeah, then this event we're doing, I think is going to be a really hallmark key turning point for our industry.
October
10th through 12th, San Diego, California.
Influencermagazine.com.
Yeah, Influencer Magazine is where you can get the tickets for it. And the event is called Influencer.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like we want people to say, you going to Influencer this year? And it goes, oh, yeah. Because, you know, that's where you got to go to learn how to do all of this well.
That's it, man. That's it. So get your tickets. Make sure to screenshot this. Tag me and Brendan. And let us know what you thought about this. I got a ton of notes. If you're watching the video, I've got my notebook here. So send screenshots to your notes from this. Yeah, share with your friends. I think this is really powerful and a great foundation for people who are influencers or those who want to become an influencer. This is a great message. And they can follow you at Brendan Burchard everywhere.
Yeah.
Instagram.
At Brendan Burchard Fan on Facebook, 5 million in that community, and at Brendan Burchard on Instagram, which I really enjoy.
So much fun.
I'm enjoying Instagram right now.
You did a good job.
Right
now, you did a great job. I want to acknowledge you, Brendan, for being an incredible friend.
Thanks, man.
You know, the first time I interviewed you, I said I was apologizing for judging you for so many years. Do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was super awkward. Now I remember why I'm sweating. I have an association to that.
But, man, it's been amazing the last couple of years just building a friendship with you.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
And you never ask for anything. You never want anything. You are the epitome of service to so many people, to the biggest influencers and to your audience.
Thanks, man.
And that's really inspiring, man. So I acknowledge you for just the consistency that you show up with as a friend to so many people, putting on these great events, creating great products, podcasts, these masterminds that you spend all your money on doing and, you know, make sure you take care of all of us. You are a great role model to me and to so many people. So I acknowledge you for your love and the joy that you always bring, man. I can always gonna have joy when you're around Brendan Burchard. Influencermagazine.com to get your tickets. Come to Influencer. Check out the podcast that Brendan runs. Final questions. What's your definition of greatness?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot you did that. I thought we were done. Definition of greatness. You know, it's evolving. I think the older I get, the more the definition of greatness is entirely tied to the concept of service.
Yeah, me too.
More and more. And I've always believed that, but I think it is the ability to demand of yourself and command your mind and your body and your day to do something that's meaningful for other people. Because that's what's great, right? You can be good just doing stuff for yourself, but you become great when you do things for other people.
Brendan Bouchard, thanks, brother.
All right, brother. Thanks for having me, man.
Of course, man.
So good.
Powerful.
There you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this episode with the man, Brendan Bouchard. This is Brendan Week. We had two parts with him all about building this influencer business, this influencer mindset. I loved this series. If you enjoyed this, make sure to share it with your friends, lewishouse.com/806. Be a hero to someone today, someone who's an entrepreneur, someone who's got a side hustle. Send them this interview series, part one and part two. Tell them to listen to it right now. I am so excited about this because these last two part series is all about how to build your message and your business around your influence. If you have control over what you're capable of creating in your life, for your business, for your mindset, for your dreams, you are in control, and we're giving you the information right here. Brendan is breaking it down. I go on his show here soon, where I'm breaking down how I've done all this as well. So make sure you guys check out his podcast. Just search Brendan Bouchard, and you can see his information on iTunes and everywhere online as well. Check out influencermagazine.com/Lewis if you want to go to an event that's specifically designed to help influencers monetize their message better. Then go to influencermagazine.com/Lewis as well. And as Thomas Paine said, the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. You don't want this to all be super easy and just to be handed to you. You want to make sure that you are discovering who you are in the process, in the journey of taking your message mainstream. I hope you guys enjoyed this two-part series. If you did, again, share with me on Instagram @LewisHouse. Tag me, take a screenshot of this and post it to your stories. Let your friends know. Be a hero in someone's life today by sharing the message of greatness. I love you so very much. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale. Even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, It's gonna be great.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.